Game 2 of the series in Seattle, Angels and Mariners. It's salute to Latin American baseball night in Seattle. The Mariners going with the Los Marineros jerseys. Bottom of the first inning, Mitch Haniger would start his big night as he steps in against Andrew Heaney.
Swung on and cracked to deep left field. Back is Upton. Warning track. Wall. See you later. Into the Mariners bullpen. Mitch Haniger, a solo blast, number 11 on the season. And with one swing of the bat, the Mariners lead. It's the M's one. It's the Angels nothing. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, hit hard the other way, down the line, that's a fair ball. Here comes Haniger, he'll march home. Cano rounding first base, he's gonna glide into second, and Robinson Cano, an RBI double, his 30th double of the season, 13 years in a row for Robinson Cano with 30 or more doubles. Only Stan Musial has done that in the history of Major League Baseball. The windup, the 1-1 to Cano. Swung on, hit hard, through the hole, into right field, a base hit. One run's going to score. Holding at third base is going to be Haniger. And the merry-go-round music continues. Another run on the board. Another RBI for Robbie Cano, his second of the ballgame. It is now 5-0 Mariners. Here's the pitch. Swung on and blasted. Deep into left field. Deep and high into the Seattle night. And this one is out of here. Into the Angels bullpen, Nelson Cruz, 32nd home run in the season, a three-run bomb. And the Mariners have opened this one up now. It is 8-0 Mariners.
Angel hitters way out front.
Here's the 1-2, swing and a miss, 89-mile-per-hour fastball. As Krohn rips through it, that's a 1-2-3 inning, and what a night for Andrew Albers. 6 scoreless innings against the Angels.
The Mariners take care of the Angels for a second straight night. Final score on Saturday is 8-1 Seattle. They go for a series sweep on Sunday. Andrew Albers gets the win, throwing 6 scoreless innings. Mitch Haniger goes 3-for-4, scores 3 runs, and drives in a run. He finishes a double shy of the cycle. Robinson Cano, 3-for-4 with a run and driving in a pair. The Mariners have taken the first 2 from the Angels. Final score on Saturday night is 8-1 Seattle. And afterwards, here's Mariners manager Scott Servais.
You know, can't say enough about the job he's done since he's come in here. His ability to, you know, just attack the strike zone. He's doing it consistently. He's giving us a chance to win, getting deep in ball games. And there was some long delays tonight between our rallies. And, you know, there's some pitching changes that they made on their side. So, awesome. I couldn't be any happier for him. You know, and when you go through the journey that he has throughout his career, you know, those guys, I think they really appreciate the opportunity. And then they really appreciate when they're going well, because they tear themselves up when they aren't going well. So, you know, it's exactly what we needed when we went out and acquired him. Great job by Jerry DePoto, our front office, recognizing a guy like that that just needed an opportunity. And we certainly had one at that time. So we'll keep him going, and you know, we'll take as many of those outings as we can get. But nice job, you know, offensively tonight. Haniger was right on everything. Got the home run early, stayed with it. Obviously, I don't know if Cruz can hit a ball any harder than the home run he hit out to left field. It was an absolute missile, and you know, Cano has really picked it up. Robbie swinging the bat well, a couple doubles tonight, and 3 hits. So that's what it's going to take, you know, up and down the lineup, guys chipping in. It's not going to be the same guy every night. We know that. And it can't be. You know, it's got to be other guys contributing on a consistent basis. So a really good ball game. Nice to get the series. Hopefully, you know, it's tough to sweep. We know that. But every game's important right now. I think the thing with our club, where we're at, is we got nothing to lose. We are going to go out and play. We're going to have fun. We're going to play with energy and see where the chips fall. But we are playing our division, and, you know, those teams are fighting for the same thing we are.
In a real, very resilient group, too. I mean, all year long.
We do.
A couple days ago, it looked like you're dead in the water.
Yeah, Bob, you like to think we're dead in the water. No, we do have a resilient crew. I don't think they get too high or too low. You know, we've had some low points this season. We've lost 4 or 5 in a row, and we haven't played up to our capabilities. But guys believe in their ability. They believe in each other. And that's what it takes. And that's how you keep hanging in and hopefully playing big, important games, you know, in September and hopefully in October.
Albers, too, he had to work out of some jams. Was that kind of his competitiveness on display there?
Yeah, really, you know, he does not back off. And he knows he's going to give a few hits here or there. You know, it's his ability to, once he gets in a roll and finds what his secondary pitch is really working. Tonight he threw some curveballs late in the game. He got some big outs with a changeup, which isn't necessarily his best secondary pitch. It's usually a slider. But he's willing to try them all and see what works on a given night. And reading what the hitters are doing against him as well. So not an easy lineup to go through. You know, they're right-handed hitters. Pretty darn good at the top of their lineup, and you know he went right after them, and you know kind of put them on their heels a little bit, which is great to see.
His curveball, like one, I think the lowest I saw reported 67 miles an hour. I mean, it's almost like under the hitting speed.
Yeah, it's really a change of speed, you know, and get the guys out front, and you know he called. Yeah, it's kind of a short one. It's bouncing. It's in right behind the plate or landing on the plate, and you know the back and forth that he's able to create because he doesn't throw obviously 95. But he's got the big differential between the curveball and the, you know, the fastball, and it plays. It really does. So, and he's left-handed with a little funk. So all that stuff helps out. The deception is a big part of his game as well.
He got in trouble that one inning at second and third with two outs, and he struck out Maldonado on three pitches. That was obviously a pretty big at-bat
there. Yeah, he did. He executed early in the count and go up with a fastball. I thought Chooch did a good job with them tonight as well. So those guys work good together. You know, Chooch's got a veteran savvy back there and mixing all of his pitches, which is very valuable for Andrew.
Robinson Cano among the offensive leaders for Seattle, going 3-for-4 with a run and driving in a pair, and talks about his performance.
Well, it's meant a lot. I mean, in a humble way, something that made me keep working hard and made me so proud of myself. You know, first thing God and my family for their support and always being there for me.
It's on your bobblehead night. What do you think about your bobblehead with the blowing the bubble? And by the way, how many bags of seeds would that actually have to have in its back pockets to be accurately displaying it, portraying you?
Two bags of sunflower seeds and maybe like 15, 20 bubble gums. But I think the bubblehead is more handsome. The only thing that looks like me is a bubble. But no, I'm just kidding. I mean, it was great. To have that, not only have that double, but be able to win this game, and you know, we're not always fighting, and we want to make it to the playoffs so bad, and be able to, you know, we competed with the Angels, and be able to come out tonight and put that kind of game, that's mean a lot to us.
Let's put this game in context, because with the win, now you are just one game behind those Angels, and you can erase that tomorrow with the sweep.
Well, we're just gonna go home tonight, and you know, enjoy the night, and be ready for tomorrow.
The other thing tonight is, Robbie, is a salute to Latin American baseball. Does your chest puff out a little bigger? Do you stand a little taller thinking about the impact that you have had on this game and those before you?
Well, I mean, it's great to see how much this game has changed. And they be able to appreciate that they made that Hispanic night. I mean, not only me, but for the whole Hispanic that came out tonight and support us always. Thank you. And you know, God bless all you guys.
You want to say anything to them in Spanish?
Gracias a todos los latinos que vinieron hoy por apoyarnos y nos sigan apoyando como lo han hecho hasta ahora y que Dios lo bendiga.
Mitch Haniger finished a double shy of the cycle, going 3-for-4, scoring three runs, and driving one in with a solo shot. Here's Haniger on his big night.
Just trying to do what I do every other bat, try to drive the ball in the middle of the field, and hopefully it gets into a gap, but unfortunately couldn't haul it in there.
Let's go at bat by bat. The home run, one-two count.
Yeah, I think so. 1-2 changeup. Yeah, put a good swing on it. Left it up. I saw he threw me two earlier in the bat, so recognize it better and better as you see it. And I like hitting deep in counts, just see stuff better and make the pitch work.
Now, usually, you know, a guy like you doesn't need any help on a triple. You know, some fielders need a guy to fall down.
Right.
But you got a little help, and that was probably, like, the easiest triple you've ever had as far as coasting.
Yeah, he was laying there for a while. I thought he had it, and then just kept running, and I heard everyone screaming, so assumed that it came out.
It was a pretty good nine-game stretch for you. Did you feel like your timing was completely back since, you know, taking that pitch up to the face?
Yeah, I've been feeling good to play. I think everything's coming together and just working on my swing daily with Edgar and Scott and, you know, just trying to get better every day.
What about when you're on the on-deck circle and you know that you may or you may not get one more at-bat to try to get it?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of typical to every bottom of the eighth or bottom of the ninth at bat, and for me, I just approach it the same as far as always being prepared and trying to get my timing on deck circle and wanting that last at bat. You know, sometimes you'd be 0-for-4 and you're, you know, doubt can creep in that you don't want that fifth at bat, but I try to trick myself always to want that next at bat.
Yeah, but this one was different because you just needed a double for the cycle, Mitch.
Yeah. Definitely wanted that, but it didn't happen, so.
Andrew Albers was the beneficiary as he wins. He throws six scoreless innings, allowing just four hits and the walk, while striking out four to improve to 4-1, and talks about the victory.
A lot. I mean, it's pretty fun right now. Obviously, you know, getting to be a part of this group and getting to be a part of this wild card chase, you know, I'm just, yeah, really enjoying it. I can't really explain it. Just trying to have a lot of fun, and so far I am.
Hey, first in 25 pitches, but then pretty efficient after that.
Yeah, obviously not quite as efficient as I would have liked in the first, you know, but they battled. They put some good swings on some baseballs and had some good at-bats. And, you know, it was a big situation in the game. Obviously, you know, you want to go out and have that scoreless first, so really had to battle through that one. And again, you don't want to have 25-pitch first innings all the time, but at the same time, you know, it's better to not give up those runs. So that was the big thing. We were able to get out of that with no runs and no damage, and you know, it went a little bit smoother from there.
It's three really good starts at Safeco Field in a row. Pretty comfortable here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's great right now, right? You know, they put some good swings on the baseball tonight, and they stayed in. You know, they had a few balls early to the track, and you know, luckily the outfielders ran them down. I mean, Mitch made a great play. G made two tremendous plays out there in center. And I mean, you feel pretty good when you can throw it over and your outfield's going to run them down like that. So certainly comfortable here right now. Obviously, the fans are great, and it's just a lot of fun to pitch here.
Hey, how tough is it all? I mean, you had two long innings. I mean, when they had the pitching change, when the guy got hurt, and then they scored six another inning to keep your own momentum going.
I mean, I'll take the six any day, right? So I'll take that any time. But yeah, it's a little difficult. You know, you go out there and you got to find rhythm again, and sometimes that can be a little bit tough. And certainly was a little bit of a challenge tonight, obviously, with Heaney going down early. You know, that was a long inning, and then we put up six, and that was another long inning. So, you know, I struggled a little bit to find rhythm right away going out of that. You know, wasn't quite as sharp today as I felt like I was the last couple times out. But, you know, you're going to have those days, and so you just have to battle through. And I thought Chuch did a tremendous job behind the plate with his game calling and really got me through some tough spots.
Sunday's pitching matchup has Parker Bridwell starting for the Angels against the Mariners' Erasmo Ramirez.